You're listening to Swiping Up.
Join Esther.
So dang cute.
Wendy.
Hey, y'all.
And Spencer.
Just wanted to pop on.
As they spill the tea on the lifestyles of the Insta-famous.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to episode 10.
Woo! Insert the emoji that's
yes.
like...
The little like firework yeah. celebration.
Yeah, the little cup of confetti.
Is that what
yeah.
it is?
Yeah. It's like, right? Oh, it's a cup. I thought it was like a party hat or something.
I didn't know what it was. I just know like, it means celebrate, bitch.
Yeah. Well, regardless, that's what we're
doing. I hope everyone's recovered from episode 9.
I'm still hungover.
Still hungover. As I took a sip of my red, my sparkling red Italian wine.
Yeah, Wendy's back at it.
Yep. I'm the only one drinking wine tonight.
I need to hydrate.
And I'm like nasally and snotty and drinking wine.
Woo, woo.
Celebrate.
Drink up.
No. I mean, we have a lot to cover, you know, tonight. And I mean, it's episode 10. Yep. I feel like we were anticipating episode 10 for a while. And do y'all remember
it's
brainstorming?
Here.
I know. Do you remember brainstorming back in July? And we're like, okay, so maybe we need 10 episodes before we launch, before we do this and before that we do that and blah, blah, blah.
I cannot imagine if we had waited for 10, like recorded 10 episodes before launching. Mm-mm.
This is, we would have been launching like this week. Tomorrow would be
I
episode
I wanted to
one.
Launch before we even had an episode. That's how like
that is true.
I was. So. Thank God we only had to record 3.
No, but I mean, this is like big.
Yeah,
we've done a lot of podcasts don't make it to episode 10. So I'll chalk this up as a win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have like good
we'll
engagement.
See if we're still around at episode 20. That's the kicker.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, don't worry. We'll be here.
I was going to say, we have great engagement.
Oh, yeah,
we have great followers. I'm ready for episode 10. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Bring it.
Woo.
Cheers to that.
Is that the wine or Wendy talking?
Is the Wendy wine. It's my foot wine.
I'm telling you, I don't smell foot.
Y'all, I took a sip of this wine earlier. Actually, it happened twice. And every time I put the... It's a canned wine. It's the Lambrusco or something. I don't even know. Got it from Whole Foods. And it smelled like feet. And they couldn't... Esther and Spencer were like, nope, don't smell that.
I just smelled wine. That's all.
Yeah, it smells like red wine. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I don't know what it was. Maybe it
maybe
was.
Maybe
you're smelling your stank ass feet.
Maybe you're smelling your breath.
Maybe it's my butt. I don't know.
All right. Reel it back in. But in all seriousness, episode 10, we've had a lot of engagement from you guys as our listeners, a lot of engagement from our bibs, and we love it. So keep it up so we can make it to episode 20.
Yes. And speaking of engagement, we have a lot of engagement on Instagram, and we did a poll wondering who was in the Facebook group. And I think it's like 75 or 73% of you said you were not in our Facebook group.
Rude.
And we would love to have you migrate over and join the Facebook group. It's just swiping up. You have to answer a couple questions.
Some good conversations happening
yeah,
in there.
It's getting livelier as it's growing. It's getting more fun. But yeah, we would the more the merrier. Come to the party.
Don't be late to the
don't
party.
Don't be tardy to the
that's
party.
Right.
Late
oh, but I will
to the party with you.
Oh, sorry. I don't want to interrupt the song.
You're good.
It's okay.
Okay. Well, I was going to say we had a little bit of a mishap in regard to the Facebook group. So we have an anonymous link where people can put in their anonymous tea.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, we thought we would get notifications, and surprise, we don't. So this week, we got caught up on sharing a lot of those. And I think the most important takeaway...
And Esther needs to shut her mouth.
Yeah. Esther hijacks the conversation, and people want to hear from Wendy and I more. So pipe down.
I'm just going to be completely silent on the episode and just do like hand gestures and facial like gestures.
Morse code, if you think, that'd be great.
Just tap the mic.
If you guys hear tapping, that's me.
That's Esther trying to say that she has something to add to the conversation.
Give you a button to say, all right, girl, you can talk. No,
that was actually
that
hysterical.
That made me laugh
though.
So
people
hard.
Were like, okay, Wendy and Spencer, who said it?
But I know.
Which was really funny. I've never even used our anonymous thing. I don't even know how to use it. So there's that. But, you know, I would never. I don't feel like that's true at all, though. Like, I don't feel like you hijack anything.
I want to know who said that. I want to shake their hand.
So, okay, tell me. So you really can never see who anonymously
nope.
said something?
It is literally, and I tested it a bunch of times before.
Like you submitted something?
I'm part of other Facebook groups who have the anonymous thing. And I've never submitted I did one time a long time ago. Anyway, I wanted to really know if it was anonymous, and it is, because I tested it like in our Facebook group and sent it to myself, and it only says, wow, like the statement doesn't say a name, nothing. It's okay. 100% right. Anonymous,
which means you're safe to spill the dirt.
Yeah, but if you, I mean, honestly, like, don't be scared. We're not going to come for you. You can say something about us.
Oh yeah,
seriously, like, come at me, dog. Yeah. I dare you.
No, I mean, it's, if we do something annoying, like I mean, you can say it. I totally don't care. It's not. I'm not going to like change who I am because I know. Anonymously said something about like, me.
I'll just get a good laugh. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, Wendy, I might be mad about it. What?
Your feet stink.
Well, get over it.
Drink it up like wine. Oh my God. Okay, anyways, moving on.
So what are we talking about today?
You know what we want to talk about.
We have a lot of things to talk about.
I'm about to bust to talk about the freaking
You guys,
bill.
No,
we have to wait on that conversation. That needs to be at the end. Because I think that's going to be our biggest conversation.
Yeah, we always do the biggest conversations first and get it out of the way.
Well, I just don't have enough time because, you know.
We will have time.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I think we need to end with that part.
Okay. All right.
But so I wanted to start with the influencer presets.
Okay.
And that conversation. So there's a lot of talk about influencer presets and preset sharing. So Shannon Ford talked about it a couple weeks ago on her stories, how they work so hard on creating these presets and then people use them and share them with one another, and that it's theft, it's stealing. Mm-hmm. I know what my opinion is. What are your thoughts?
I mean,
I've never really thought about it.
I think it is a form of theft because, like they said, they are putting in the work and they're creating something. And even if they're not on the back end actually doing it, but, you know, if someone wants more pink tones and this and that and the other, and they want theirs to stand out, and they're putting forth the effort to do it because it costs money for them to do it, right? Mm-hmm. To develop it. And people buy it one time and then share it. If you think about it, that's like someone being like, I really like your shirt. I didn't make it or anything, but I'm just going to go in the store and steal me a piece, mm-hmm. you know, the same shirt.
Well, it's like the same thing as like illegally downloading music, right. I guess you could compare it to.
Yeah.
So, or I mean, e-books. I do think, like, there's a website where you can get all the e-books for free that are like, you know, $10, $15.
Yeah, I think that's a more fair comparison. Mm-hmm. But also you have to look at, I think in digital, like the digital realm, it's kind of like the wild, wild west out here, right? Yeah. Like we're really navigating the waters and creating the rules as we go.
Yeah.
So look at companies like Netflix. Mm-hmm. Like how many people share a Netflix account?
Yeah.
Is that theft? True.
Well, no, because they allow for multiple logins on Netflix.
Right.
Netflix
account.
They give
you what, three or four?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But so with
like family sharing or whatever you want to call it.
But so with presets, can't you download X number of times?
I've only done it once. Like I've only done it on my
That much into presets. I mean, I have like a few different ones that I purchased and I stick by those ones, but I don't know. I've never given it that much thought, I guess.
Me either. Like I have the Alexa Jean and then the Jess Southern.
Yeah.
And like for my personal account, I had the Alexa Jean for a long time and then I saw Jess Southern and I was like, okay, I'll do that one. There's only two. I feel bad for my friends. I wouldn't even know how to give that to somebody. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You just forward the email. I don't know.
Oh, is it that easy? No,
it's just like, I don't know either. I've never done it. You just forward the email.
Just forward it.
I'm assuming, because that's how you get the presets in the first place, is by getting the email that you download it, but I don't know.
But would you be blocked? Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, is there...
Okay, if somebody... So say we had our preset. Say Swiping Up had its own preset. I'd kind of be pissed that people were sharing it and not paying for it. If you take it personally and you think like, okay, if we put in the money, the effort, and we created something that we wanted proprietary to us, or you know, that we did, and then all of our use, if we have 2,000 users and they started sharing it, I'd be kind of mad about it, because I'd be like, hold on a second, y'all all need to pay for it.
I see both sides. I don't know. I guess I'm just like indifferent.
Wow, thanks for the riveting input. But
do you think then?
That's my opinion.
I think that, well, yes, it's theft on one hand, like it, or in a sense. I also don't like, I'm trying to find the right words, because the, like, if someone was like, hey, you have this, like, if I didn't have the Just Southern preset, which I do, but if I didn't and I wanted you to edit my photos and you use the preset on my photos and then send them back to me.
That's a lot of work, right? Don't it?
You don't have to, because I have it.
Yeah.
But no, I'm kidding. But do you see what I'm like?
I've done that.
That's that could also be considered money out of their pockets, because you are adding your preset to someone else's photos.
Okay, but I mean,
when they should have to buy the preset.
I feel like social media is a free for all, to be honest. Like, just putting that out there, it's a free for all.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It is like the wild west.
It is, but it's like, who wants to do that? Really? Are your friends going to send you all your presets and you're going to edit them?
The amount of time, like, I mean, I might have thrown a preset on one or two of your pictures and sent it back. But it's not like it's every day or every week. It's like here or there. And then it just gets to the point where, like, well, I think you had the Just Southern.
Yeah.
And I don't think you put a preset on mine. I don't remember. But anyway, I feel like if I was sending pictures to either of you and getting you to put a, I would just get so annoyed with it. I'd be like, I'll just buy it myself. Yeah. Just so I don't have to like send it, wait, you guys go through the effort, send it back. Does it look okay? I'm just going to buy it and just save the time.
Well, I know, but that's not the conversation. The conversation is, are you like, is it still theft if you're editing photos for somebody else? How's that any different than you sending them the preset?
You bought it and you're doing the work, I guess, is how you would justify
it. Semantics.
I mean, I don't know what that means, Spencer. What does that word mean? You always freaking use big words on here. I'm not even kidding. Semantics?
I don't use big words.
Okay. Yes, you do. You say egregious or what?
Egregious.
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 I saw it in our text messages and I knew the word it was and I was like, what? Okay, but whatever. So what?
No, but I'm just, it's like neither here nor there. Yeah. Like,
no,
you're
getting
technical.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, okay, so besides that, my thing is, like, there are so many bibs that have presets.
Yeah.
They're not all original.
No.
Let's be honest. Most of them look exactly the same.
Yeah.
We know, like, who do we know that has presets? Obviously, Whitney, Jess Southern. Whitney Jess has Southern. One.
Alexa.
Alexa Jean.
Shannon Ford.
Doesn't.
Yeah, obviously. Oversaturated to the extreme.
Not what's her name?
There's a lot of girls that have
with the baby, Shiloh, Lauren K. Sims.
Oh, yep.
I think she has her own preset, isn't she?
I'm not sure.
Probably. Anyway, the presets that she uses are orange as hell, so perfect for fall.
There's a bunch of.
I don't know off the top of my head because, like I said, I kind of just like stick to a few that I use and that's it.
I mean, there's a bunch, and like you said, Spencer, I'll be honest, I don't really care. Like, I'm just creating the dialogue. Yeah. I do think, yes, if you want to get technical, it is a form of stealing because you bought it for your personal use, and if you're not using it for your personal use, then but if you're going to do the work and your friends are going to send it to you and do all the work on it, I mean, I guess you kind of earned it at that point.
Like, but I also feel like the preset. Okay, it's Lightroom. They don't own Lightroom. Mm-hmm. Does that, you know,
Lightroom's
what I mean?
The medium though. It's not the.
But all it is you're just
product.
You're just adjusting numbers.
But the convenience.
I mean, I get what you're
paying
saying,
for. The
but
convenience.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, but you're paying for the convenience of it. You're paying for all the filters already being done on it.
Yeah.
The exact numbers, the, you know, saturation, the brightness.
I've sent you stuff, Esther, and I've been like, okay, I've screenshotted
the numbers.
Yeah. And said, just do this.
Yeah.
So, Wendy, presets available. You guys can share them if you really want
to. Does Danny Austin have presets?
Ew.
I don't know.
They're sticky.
Oh, my God. Well,
I don't know, but
all right.
Anyway, so
I mean, obviously that topic's a dud.
If you want to get super technical, yes, you can say. But I'm with Wendy. I honestly don't care.
No, I mean, whatever.
Like, if honestly, if we sat down and created presets,
well, obviously
I don't know,
you don't care. Why would you care? It's not money out of your pocket.
Okay, exactly. But Shannon Ford, like you know how I feel about her.
No,
so.
But I'm saying if swiping up sold presets, would I feel differently? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, if swiping up did it, If we had our own and we paid for, but hold on, if we paid for it and we put the work in and we're like, listen, we want it to look different and whatever, we have our green on 62 and our pink on 45, whatever. And people were sharing them. I think, yeah, I'd be like, well, that kind of freaking sucks. Am I going to hunt people down? I'm like, that's my preset. What are you
doing? How are we going to know?
You wouldn't.
They say, oh, I shared your preset or I got your preset for free from a friend. Like, you know?
Yeah. No, you wouldn't know. But I also feel like, I don't know. I lost my train of thought.
Choo choo.
Yeah. The train is gone.
Well, okay. For whatever Shannon Ford said, her whole rampage and tagging people, she went off the deep end for that. Like, it's not that serious.
Well, her thing, I guess the Diggy girls, whatever. I guess it's like her friend. So her friend creates the presets and
Does Shannon license out her names?
Probably not. But I'm just saying, like, it's not even like Shannon made her preset.
Yeah.
This girl
made it and Shannon put her name on it.
Right.
I feel
a lot of the
bibs do, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's like you don't make your own coffee at Starbucks. You go to Starbucks and you get Starbucks coffee. They make it for you. You know how to do it, but
I'm not drinking Samantha the barista.
I'm so lost right now. Yeah. I don't know where that conversation went.
Yeah, I don't even know. I mean, whatever. It is what it is. We don't have presets, but hey, maybe if we do, y'all can buy them. And
are you trying to like subtly tell us that you want us to create presets?
Yeah,
do you want a preset?
I mean, Jess Southerns are great and all, but
they are.
If we create presets, Jess Southerns are real good.
I'm ready for my own.
You guys
do
it, and you bring it to me and put it in front of me, and I'll say yes or no. But you guys, because you're the aesthetic ones. Like, I'm like, I like hot pink. I like light. I like bright. You guys are way more specific than me.
That's the wrong shade of fuchsia.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm like, all pink matters.
Yeah. So, no, I agree, but yeah. I mean,
maybe if we make it to episode 20, then we'll have presets.
Maybe that'll be our
like
thing.
Just like our bibs.
Yes, that'll be our thing.
I bit my lip when I
said
that.
Like one person buys it. like Wendy's mom buys the preset.
Tammy. Tammy's going to buy those presets. She would too.
Yeah.
Fisher's photos will be so cute.
They'll be real cute. Aw. Okay, well, there's that. So anyway, if y'all want to like chime in on that, because maybe we rambled too much on it. I don't know, but if y'all,
I'm just curious to know what people think about it, because I equate it to like the Netflix thing. And I know you said like
I don't, because Netflix specifically has it built in where you can have multiple users.
Okay, whatever.
Anyways, so since we were talking about,
we literally can't talk about this anymore. No. We have to move on.
Yes, we were talking about rants and the
this one.
Yeah, well, the travel blogger rant recently, Helene Sula.
Okay.
I watched that and that was pretty funny.
So she, I have never heard of her. I heard of her like, I don't even know how I heard about her.
Yeah.
But she, I guess, considers herself a travel blogger.
Considers herself a travel blogger. Is she not actually a travel blogger? She
calls herself a travel blogger. I'm not being shady here. I'm just saying.
She has a good following.
You know, someone actually did say
Helene in between, right?
I don't know her Instagram name. Helene Sula?
Yeah, she's got 147,000 followers. I mean, that's nothing to scoff at.
So somebody actually, she said in her rant, like her husband spends days or weeks planning their trips. And then someone said like, oh, she calls herself a travel blogger, but her husband's the one who plans everything. Anyway, actually, that's neither here nor there.
She is the one traveling, doing it. I don't know.
So she went on a rant and she's like, fashion bloggers can't call themselves travel bloggers. Don't listen to their tips about packing. I pack for 3 weeks in a backpack. They pack for 3 days with three suitcases.
Guilty.
Don't listen to them for packing tips. And actually, you know what? I am going to look at any of our bibs who travel to their, like for their long weekends or their girls trips or their whatever trips. And I would rather follow their packing tips because they pack, overpack like I do.
Yeah, same.
For 3 days, pack so much. I could never, ever pack for three weeks in a suitcase.
I think that's her point is that like you don't need to overpack. You can pack smarter and have less stuff.
You may not need to, but I want to overpack. No, I want options.
No, you are on another level crazy. You're insane. When you told me what you were packing
Spencer
for this trip.
Out for me today, you guys.
No.
Calm down. It's okay.
Oh my God, I'm gonna knock you in the back of your head.
She actually really wants to.
Only because she was sleepy, guys, and I really needed her to wake up.
No, but like when I travel, like I honestly like I love having options. I love, you know, I totally will admit 100% I'm an overpacker. So I would rather take tips from somebody who does overpack than someone who packs for 3 weeks in a backpack.
Well, anything can be done. Like people backpack across Europe or in Europe for 5 weeks on one backpack. Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
No,
don't want to
sure.
do it.
Yeah.
I need a happy medium.
That's just not my style.
But I mean, I don't think being a travel blogger makes you a travel blogger because you can pack for 3 weeks in a suitcase. And I don't think it makes you a travel blogger because you can
100%.
Do three. Because I'm an overpacker too. Like but I will say I'm trying to be more cautious and more like, I don't know the right word. Spencer, you want to throw in a word for me right
Conscientious?
Now? Conscientious. That's what I'm thinking of. Conscientious of what I'm packing because, you know, when Mike and I go on the trip, like I want to make sure that I have everything kind of just consolidated. So I got the packing little pod bags or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm still going to overpack because I already told him yesterday. I was like, you better have room in your suitcase for me. But I do like to have options because like, what if I'm bloated one day? What if I want to wear this one day? Whatever. Mm-hmm. But she made some good valid points because I did watch her story. But then also like there was other things that I was like, you know, I didn't necessarily agree with.
So go into it because I couldn't be bothered to watch. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I saw a little clip and then that was it.
And I agreed with a lot of the stuff she said, but when she said, you know, just because you're a travel blogger or a fashion blogger and you're just doing your cute places, blah, blah, blah. Well, I kind of do want to see the cute little places.
100%.
Like I want to see that.
She's like, you don't care about the history of where you're going. And it's like, some people do and some people don't.
Oh,
like,
I'm sorry. Right. There are many travel bloggers on Instagram? Not all of them give a damn about the history of
like
where they're going.
Europe or Germany.
Yeah.
Europe or Germany. You know.
Okay, Wendy.
Guys, I am not a travel blogger. FYI.
Obviously.
No, but if you're going somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to research things in advance and everything. But if I'm going to like Nashville Austin, I want to go to the cute, pretty like photo op places.
For sure. When we go to St. Kitts, do you think I'm really going to care about what happened in St. Kitts beyond like a cute little beach bar or the beach places to go? No, I don't. Like I care about those. And again, yes, it depends on what you're catering
to.
Yeah. But I mean, so that part I was like, I don't really agree with that. Like I get some people want to know the history. And like you said, if you're going to Europe and the Stonehenge or something, of course, like do some research. I get that.
But like, why do I have to do research? Why can't I just learn about it while I'm there?
That's exactly it.
Yeah,
go to
totally
the travel,
could.
Go to the little kiosk and
I think
get
and
your
if
bus
I'm
pass.
Going, if I'm going to, there are different types of trips and different ways to travel. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going somewhere that is, you know, a place rich in history, I'm probably doing a tour or something like that.
Yeah,
right.
But I don't get why I can't take, I mean, again, I didn't listen to the whole thing, so I'm curious to know what other points she made, but like, why wouldn't I want to take pictures along the way?
I
don't know. I'm confused.
I think it's very bold for her to say you're not, as a fashion influencer, you can't be a travel blogger.
And
I feel like that's stupid to say.
Or fashion influencers don't travel.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Everyone travels.
No, but I think she was comparing their trips and like my trips are actual real trips and yours are just. So I think though that now I just lost my train of thought. I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard a bib ever try or claim to be a travel blogger. They never have.
No.
They're just like, I'm going on a trip. And
I feel like the timing of this is very suspect. I think
she's with Courtney Shields.
Right.
She specifically
called Courtney out.
And she did.
Yeah. She did the cup. She was like, and just because you use a cup that you're supposed to be drinking water out of does not make you.
She's like, don't tell me to put my makeup brushes in the cup. What am I going to drink water? First of all, you drink water like out of one of those cups, just drink it out of the bottle.
Who's drinking water from the faucet?
But maybe she's like bougie and pours her bottle into the cup. I don't know. But here's the thing. So Courtney Shields does her tip Tuesday's Pro Tip Tuesdays or whatever. And one of her tips, like a few weeks ago, was take the little glasses that are in the hotel and put your makeup brushes
in.
Yeah,
I saw that. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said the timing of this feels suspect.
And I'm like, really? Honestly? Like, that is low. Like, that's annoying. Like, let her have her tip.
Did she call her out by name?
No.
Oh, so then that's chicken shit.
Too chickeny.
No, that's chicken shit, girl. You gonna call somebody out? You best tag them.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, if you're gonna do that, and it's very clear, because again, if it was months past and you're like, oh, if you do this, and that, and the other, but if it's like back to back, just for
the
sake,
the tip might not be that original, but let her have her damn tip. It's a tip. Like, she's not hurting just anybody. The tip.
It doesn't count.
Yeah.
Wendy's motto all through high school.
Just the tip.
No, but I mean, I'm sure, like, I'm dead. Wendy's dead. Wendy's purple. She matches her wine.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, whoa.
No, but I actually do that. The brush is in the cup. But I'm sure there are... I can't even look at you right now.
I still do. I actually do that. I'm thinking the tip. But you put your, yes. No, yeah, I think that's
but
a great
I'm
idea.
Sure there are a lot of people that watch Courtney's stories and have never thought of that or never did it. So you know what? That makes it a tip.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. And who cares? Like, it's
who fucking cares?
Yeah, exactly. Why do you have to get on your stories and like purposely single her out and make a rant and then just like not say her name?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, like I get where she was coming from on certain things. Like, if she specifically wants to be a historical travel blogger and blah, 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 whatever, I get that part of it. Like, she had some valid points. And I'll be honest, I do not remember every single thing she said. I was like, oh, yeah, that's true.
I
like, some of the things she said.
A screen recording. Oh, you did? Listen to it later.
Well, there was a couple things. I was like, okay, yeah, I get that. But for the most part, again, I don't want to pack in a book bag and go away.
But what was the purpose behind it? Like, what is Courtney or whoever else, any other fashion blogger that might share a travel trip or a beauty blogger, whoever, what is their sharing of a tip taking away from her?
It's not.
Why the fuck does
she
care?
She was just being bitchy. That's all. She was just, basically the gist that I got, and she can't speak for herself, obviously, so I'll speak for her, was that she has been around the world. She knows what she's doing. She goes on historical trips.
Historical trips. Does she know the owner? Helena knows the owner.
No, but that she's better than fashion bloggers. That's the gist. Gotcha.
Oh my God. Get honestly, off though, your fucking high horse.
Honestly, we can. I did save it because I didn't know if you guys watched it.
I was watching it, but I don't think I got
it. It was a pointless rant. It's like, leave them alone. Yeah. Like,
leave the bibs alone.
Seriously, no. When Taylor Mann went to Charleston a couple months ago, Charleston is very rich in history. Yeah. Did she go and visit the historical sites? Probably not. I don't know, but who cares? Because there was cute buildings and fun restaurants.
Cute walls.
So,
I mean, I'm down with that.
Just because you're not going on a historical trip doesn't mean it's like any less of a trip.
But we're like-minded, like the bibs. And we've said this like all the way through the podcast. I'm not going to say it again. But we, like, if a bib posts something, because they all do like a roundup after they travel somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm very likely to hit those places that they go to because, again, I'm like-minded and I'm going to want to see that. Yeah. Like, I'm going to want to picture
even
in front
if you're not like-minded, you don't have to tear down someone else's way of doing things because you don't like it. Like,
God, be a woman who supports other women.
I know. Women empowerment.
I mean, I feel like I've really changed my opinion of this Helena chick or Helen or whatever her name is.
It was just, to me, it was a pointless rant. I don't know.
You know what? She got people to pay attention to her for a brief moment in time, and that's what she wanted.
I guess basically, don't tear other people down to build yourselves up. I'm not saying she was tearing down other women or bullying, but I don't know. It was just kind of rude and lame and just pointless.
If there was no point behind it, yes, I agree. Maybe I didn't watch
it. It was a rant. That's what it was. She's like, I think I'm done my rant now. Okay. And then in the next video, she was talking about the new iPhone and how...
Oh,
the camera! Like,
leave the iPhones to the bibs, hun. Okay, bye.
Leave it to the tech bloggers.
Right.
Oh my God.
So, can we talk about?
Well, speaking of travel,
what?
Since the bibs are all about their travel,
you want to talk about my trip?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I know what you're going to talk about.
What was it, Amaryllis?
Amaryllis something. By
what was the name? What's the name of that shop?
What?
Oh my God. Now I have Amarillo by Morning stuck in my head.
So Danny Austin, it was like a bachelor bib mashup.
Yeah.
And
they were hanging with Tayshia. That was so weird to me.
Kaylin.
Yeah.
Danny Austin. Mm-hmm.
Danny Austin's husband.
Yeah. Was he the only husband that went?
Did y'all so see fucking that weird.
I think there were more. I don't know though. I don't.
There was more. It was some.
Well, he
Amaryllis
spent
abroad,
more time with them because
called.
They all share clothes. So he was like, he's like, girl, can I borrow those jeans?
Mm. Oh my God! But so I mean, I know there was other people on the trip, but I couldn't get past her stories. Mm. She seemed
out of it, loopy.
Yeah. Exactly, Wendy. She seemed egregious.
She just, yeah, loopy. Yeah.
She just seems off kilter.
Maybe it was the time change.
Like it's not.
I'm just trying not to say what I'm really thinking.
Maybe their wine there is a lot more potent and she got crazy on it. I don't know. Maybe she was eating mushrooms in the bathroom. Anything goes there.
Well, no, they did leave a cookie in her room and she ate that.
Oh,
so that just picked up on the microphone. Did you guys hear that little bark?
Yeah, I didn't like that at all. That makes me
nervous.
Oh,
I loved
it. No, I mean, I love his bark.
Oh, because there might be a bad
guy. Because he's downstairs and we're up here.
Y'all don't. Nick just went to go check on him.
My stomach just dropped to my asshole. Oh.
That was Rocco,
well,
if you didn't know.
Well, while Nick's downstairs, maybe he can bring me another wine. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'm kidding. I don't want another one.
Pooh boy.
Hello.
Pod daddy.
That's weird.
Isn't that what he told us to call him?
Yes, he did.
Pod dad.
Oh, wrong.
Big difference.
Wow, the power of two extra letters.
I'm the only one who calls him daddy.
Wow.
Where did that go?
I feel like I need to move closer to Wendy.
Back to France.
Pod daddy.
Wow. Anyways, you had some things to say about this, did you not?
My train of thought is gone.
I'll be honest, I didn't watch half of her stories.
I don't know.
I didn't really give a crap about
like
that either.
Half amusing and half a little disturbing. Like, I don't know. Did you guys see the tour room, her hotel room?
I didn't. I saw a bunch of the comments on it.
Well, I saw a part of it.
Where she was like, looked homeless, was drowsy. She was half asleep.
Oh yeah,
the
That's
husband
what I'm
was
saying.
Filming
she
her.
Seemed a- she seemed out of out it. Of it, and it didn't seem like a transatlantic flight out of it. It seemed I don't know.
Like she got off the flight and then she was like sleeping in the van on the way there. So maybe she was just like drowsy from like being awoken out of sleep. I don't know.
Maybe she was hungry. For like 3 years.
She was eating those, what are the, Madeline's?
Yeah, the little cookie mm-hmm. that they left in her room. And then, but like, then
it was
she
just
joined.
Off. It was weird.
They were walking. It just felt also like when I was looking at the photos from like the other girls on the trip too, mm-hmm. they would be like there was a picture where they were all together, but like each one was like leaning out the window
yes.
and taking a photo. And it was like everyone had that photo except for Danny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was like...
She's trying to be different.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think it was that. It was like she was being excluded. And maybe it's because she's the only one that brought her husband
really?
On the trip. I mean, it was
Did
just
they all
weird.
Meet like this weekend? Like, was this the first time that they had
Do you
met?
Think she was being excluded?
Well, I think the trip is sponsored mm-hmm. by... It would be like if Pink Lily did a trip. It's mm-hmm, whatever right. this Amaryllis abroad. I'm probably butchering the name, but I think that's what I'm
So, but I'm saying... Is this the first time that they've all met? Like Kaylin and Danny probably. And so maybe they just, like obviously Tayshia and Kaylin go way back.
No, but there were other bibs with Tayshia and Kaylin.
Hmm.
Oh yeah. Cause what's her, Shaylee?
Yes.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
like, I don't know who she's like friends with because I don't follow her like close enough to know that.
I was going to say, I don't follow Danny Austin that closely. I'll be quite honest with you.
The thing though that bothered me was they were in some French restaurant and they were eating, I think it was caviar and she spit it out.
No, it wasn't caviar.
What was
it? Was escargot.
Thank you. Escargot. That's what
Which is a fucking delicacy. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. I love escargot.
Me too.
We had this little French restaurant back when I lived in California.
I said ooh because I am so Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. I am Vivienne and I'm going to
Have you had it before, though?
No. Okay, I've never had fish either, and I don't like it.
If it's cooked correctly, it is too
I won't eat a mushroom. I'm damn sure not eating a snail. Isn't that what it is?
So good.
A slug or a snail? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's,
no thank you.
It's okay, not a slug.
But here's the difference between you and Danny, or all of us and Danny. There's a lot. All the difference. We're not going to go to a
the one difference.
We're not going to go to a French restaurant and order something and eat it or spit it out. Like, or even if we've never tried it and we didn't order, if it's just on the table, we're just not going to try it. Or we're going to suck it up and swallow.
Well, that's listen, that is my motto in life. But like, when you travel to other countries, that's their that's a cultural dish.
Yes.
Okay.
Helen would definitely.
That would be like coming to the U.S. and spitting out ribs.
Helena would definitely not approve of spitting out your escargot.
No, I'll be honest, y'all. I'm more of a picky eater, and I just wouldn't try it.
Which, like, is totally fine.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Spit it.
Don't try it and then be disrespectful. Be rude. Yeah.
No, I get that. You're exactly
First of
right.
all, it's just not classy to spit anything out, unless it's like you bite into a piece
of
glass.
Did she, like, spit it out on the table? Like, on that,
like a napkin, I think.
Whatever, but still,
it's I don't know.
It just didn't sit well with you.
No, it's rude.
It is.
No, it's very rude for sure.
Like, and you're putting everything on display. You're hold, and not only that, you're being sponsored by a company. Really? Is that who they want? You know, attaching themselves with their name.
Yeah.
I don't. Not me.
Yeah, but I feel like we should touch on that later in the conversation with the sponsorships and how to engage and, like, how to promote and be. You know.
Well, let's just jump right in it.
Okay, so I've been dying to talk about this. We posted something on our story the other day about, you know, things that people wanted us to talk about on the podcast. And we had a ton of people that message us about what bibs make. And we had
Their salaries?
Yeah, okay. Like a couple of the girls, the bibs, were like, you know, I find that very offensive, and I don't like when people ask us that. We don't ask other people. And so their PR agency, what's it called again? Lola and Ivy had messaged us, and Spencer and I were talking about it, and it was a little hostile. It was like, well,
their response was so rich. We jokingly said, and someone said, like, how much do the bibs make, blah blah blah, or how much does the average bib make? And so we put on another question, kind of like
joking around,
how, like, rich. How rich are ya?
Yeah.
And their response was rich. And then
we don't ask you girls what you make.
No, she said they're not asking you girls. Okay. Meaning the three of us what we make.
Well, first of all, that wasn't our question, but I guess my whole thing, because I've really thought hard about this question.
I'm going to let you get out what you need to say. I'm itching.
I mean, this is my thing. This is a newer job industry. And in any industry, there's job standards. So when you're going into teaching, you know that, you know, in North Carolina, you're probably going to make around 30 or 40,000. That's kind of the benchmark industry standard. If you're a police officer, and if you're this, that, and the other, anyway. And ironically, I wrote this whole blog post when I used to have a blog on how to be a six-figure hairstylist, because a lot of times people are like wanting to know how to grow your business and to do whatever. And you can absolutely become a six-figure hairstylist. So I, like, broke it down. I'm not going out and telling people, hey, I make $170,000 a year. No, I think it's a bigger picture than that. It's more like people are very intrigued with this industry right now, and they're wanting to get into it more. And I think it's such a job that people, the everyday person, can do. You don't have to go to college for it. And it's so appealing to people. And so I think a lot of the girls are asking from a sincere place, and they want to know, like, hey, how much are you making? Like, more of like, can you make a living? How? And of course, it depends on engagement. Same thing that I broke down when I was writing my blog on hairstylists. You know, I worked my butt off. I worked 7 days a week, and I had goals, and I hit those goals, and then I was able to do it. If somebody works 3 days a week, obviously it's going to take them longer, and they're not going to hit it. Same thing with the bibs and engagement. Yes, it depends on engagement. Depends on the sponsors, what you're willing to put in and what you're getting back. But I think as a whole, I don't think it's fair to get, like, super offended or appalled that other people are asking and want to know, simply because, like I said, I think it's just a newer industry. And like I said, it's so appealing to people. I mean, you can make money doing things that a lot of us girls love. Of course, why not? But, you know, how realistic is it, and what can you make? And you know what? We got some really great responses and actual numbers from some. And there was a few that, just to put it in perspective, one of the girls had like 16,000 followers and she makes about 30,000 a year from it. And she has another job too. It's just kind of like a bonus. There was another one that she has 260 some thousand followers and she makes 170,000 a year. So again, obviously it's very different, but I don't know. I'm just like rambling at this point, but.
So you touched on a point that I want to make and that.
Did I touch it like all the way or just the tip?
Just the tip.
Okay, go.
Just the tip because Spencer's going to go all the way.
Yeah, baby.
That's
go.
Right.
Take it deeper, Spencer.
Never mind. I'm not even going to say what I was going to say. No, but you touched on what I was going to say. I need some more of that wine.
Girl, I'll give you some.
No, but that any industry, you can look up what an average salary is.
Right.
You can even go a step further and say, okay, I'm interested. I live in New York City and I'm interested in being a director of marketing for a company that makes this much annually in revenue. You know, you can look up average salaries and figures and know kind of what to expect.
Yeah.
And this is such a new territory and people don't know what to expect with pay. And I think there are people that are genuinely curious. And it also opens up another conversation in my mind about just women in general. Mm-hmm. Women statistically don't negotiate salaries.
Right.
Okay. I'm not all about this pay equality. I mean, I'm probably going to get hammered for that. But women don't negotiate their salaries, right? And women don't discuss salaries. And even when we were having this discussion about bringing this up on the podcast, Esther was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I wasn't uncomfortable, but I'll get to that. But
we didn't talk about, clarify. Well, we didn't talk about any of our viewpoints. We were talking about topics, and I feel like as a whole, I'm usually very conservative when it comes to us three about like what we talk about. I feel like I'm always the one that's like, I don't know. I don't know. But this time Esther was like, I don't really know.
You finish yours. But, I'll get to why I was hesitant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not hesitant, uncomfortable.
Sorry.
Hesitant.
Hesitant. That's okay. Because you know, you said to us that you wanted to be careful about how we approach the topic and that money is a sensitive issue for people. But why is it a sensitive issue? I think we're taught to be like shameful about the money that we make or the money that we don't make. And I think like,
because money is a status for people.
Right. And the discomfort from talking salaries is either, to me, like it's one of two routes. Causes. Like you're either uncomfortable discussing salary because you're afraid you're going to be jealous of what so-and-so makes and now you feel inferior when maybe 5 minutes ago you felt really good about your income and now you feel like you're behind or you feel resentful.
Yeah.
Or the other part of it is it's a competition.
Yes.
And I think it's, you know, in this weird world of like female empowerment and all this, like, I think a lot of it is surface level bullshit, this current feminism. But think about it. Like, if we are open about discussing these things, you open up a world of possibilities. And it also helps not just women, but since we're bibs are mostly women, it helps you know your worth and your value in the marketplace. This is a marketplace. You are an asset. You are the brand. You are the product you are selling.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you know?
But I think you touched on exactly what it is. I think it's a competition because like I said, when I wrote the entire blog post, when I was doing my blog a couple years ago about how to be, I'm very proud that I make what I make. I'm very proud, but I also worked my ass off to do it. And I worked really hard. And it was before, obviously, I was a mom and stuff, but I worked really hard to get there. And I had other stylists in the salon. They're like, you work so hard. When I was 9 months pregnant, I still was in there working because I wanted to set myself up to doing something. Mm-hmm. And I don't say that to brag or to boast or anything like that. I say it because I'm proud of where I put in my effort and it paid off. And so I try to help other stylists too.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with the bibs. I think there are two different kinds of influencers. There's the ones that know that there's enough to go around. You know, because you know what? Tula is not just going to just partner with one bib. And I think if you can open doors for others and help others out, I think there's that type of person. And then there's the other that are like, no, me, 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 me. And we've seen those. They're very clear. And then we've got the ones that are more open to helping. And Spencer, like you said, I think it's more of just kind of setting that baseline to say, hey, this is what you could make. Not being so secretive about it. Like, you know what? I work really hard. And there's a lot of back end work that goes into blogging and stories. And I think we have seen it in the past 2 months of doing stuff. Mm-hmm. Like when we take a million pictures to get one good picture. And when we tag stuff and the Like to Know It app and all of that stuff.
Well, even the work that just goes into creating and producing a podcast.
Yes.
And well, whatever industry you're in, yeah. you know.
Right. I think it's naive to say that there's not a lot of work. But yeah. It's like.
Yeah, but some people think you're standing in front of a mirror and you're buying clothes all day and you're taking a video and saying, and this is what I'm wearing. It's way more than that. And there are literally people that do think that. Well, if so-and-so can do it. Well, then I just can shop and do.
And those people that are asking the questions, of course, they're not asking from a place of genuine curiosity and wanting to know. But
yeah,
but I'm just talking like person to person. Like if you don't know your value or if you don't know what you're selling a product, right? If you're a bib, if you don't know what your value is, how do you know what to negotiate, what to ask? A lot of, especially in the beginning when people don't have...
So your value is by your followers, wouldn't you think? Don't you think that's your power?
No, not always. So? No, because you have to have a certain engagement percentage.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to... Esther's like dying to jump in.
I'm waiting to jump in.
Yeah.
Because you guys are touching on stuff that I was going to talk about. Anyway, I didn't want to interrupt you.
Well, go ahead. You already did.
Okay. So, okay. Here's my point of view. Yeah. I'm completely opposite of you guys. I've worked in the finance world for years. Every job I had was a job that I had to negotiate the salary for. And I did negotiate over the years as I gained more experience in that industry, in that career. I learned how to negotiate better, became like more confident in myself, my skills, my knowledge, as you do when you do something for longer and longer. For me, it's what were the two points that you said? It's either a competition or you feel inferior about yourself.
It's either jealousy or a competition.
I don't agree with that. When I would go into a job and interview for a job, or when I would meet new coworkers or work with coworkers, one, you never discuss your salary. And I would never compare myself to them because my experience, my work skills, whatever you want to call them, are different. Just because you're newer in the industry or older doesn't, like, just because you've been in a certain industry for years doesn't necessarily mean that you get to make more money. There's so many like different factors in your individual salary and why you make what you make. And I was always, you know, confident in myself, my salary. I would never care to know what any of my colleagues made, nor would I want to discuss what I made.
Right, but why?
Because that is my finances to me are personal. Just like
yours, but you, why wouldn't you want to know what someone, say you had
I don't care to know.
What if you came in though with more experience? To know?
That's what I'm saying.
Because Mike or Joe or Alice, there are so many factors that go into their personal salary, and I don't need to compare myself and my experience with their salary and sit down with them and be like, why do you make what you make? Because there's so many different intricacies of what.
If you came in with like a college degree, 10 years of experience, and I came in with a college degree and 10 years of experience, but I was better at negotiating and I had $10,000 more than you, you wouldn't be a little bit
I wouldn't
like,
know. I wouldn't know.
But I'm but saying that's if you knew.
But that's the point that we're trying to make.
Okay, but
is if you don't have the discussions, you don't know. Okay,
but I'll get to that. So here's the thing. So my whole, that first point I was trying to make was, to me, salary has always been a private thing. Just like some people are private about religion or politics. Nick, as a man working in tech for 20 years, does not discuss his salary. To me, it's not appropriate. I don't want to ask anybody else what they make. I don't want to discuss it with anybody else because I'm the employee. I'm the person. I'm not necessarily educated to discuss salary. So, but I get where you guys are coming from with people wanting to know about bibs because it's, you can't just go on Glassdoor and look what is social media. So
that was,
so my point is this. a PR agency, I don't know if it would be a PR agency would be the right kind of person to talk about this, like Lola and Ivy or whatever. Yeah. There are, like, I know, what's his name? Dress Up Buttercup's husband has like an agency now that he created for Bibs, marketing, whatever. Because it's so new, yes, you're like, where do I go? Who do I find this information from? And I feel like the PR agencies or the management companies are popping up more now. And some of their jobs is to discuss where to put your money, how to, like, I don't know, spend it, put it back into your business, all that. For the Bibs,
they do advise them. But
for sure.
For someone who is curious about this industry, because this is truly what it is, the information does not exist.
Okay.
And so there is no, there's no precedent that says there's
no. Okay, no, but I didn't finish my point. Yeah. So that was that.
Stay in your lane.
Because I don't want to lose my train of thought, because I will.
Go.
That they get so many questions a day from just salacious questions. Not, I would, if I had to put a number out there, I would probably say 95% of people asking the salary question just want to know for the gossip factor, for the how much do they make? Because it's a, like you guys said, it's a fun job. You get to shop every day.
But I'm also curious too. Like, I'd be curious.
Yeah, but like, they don't, I would say that most of the questions they get, because one of the Bibs said to us, I get this question so many times every single day. So when you're getting those questions and not, like 90 something percent of those questions are coming from people who don't genuinely truly want to know,
but because they want to get,
I know, but I'm
they
not
get the
just,
same question the thing, on the
I'm
shirt.
I'm
going
to protect like, my answer that. Personal finances. I'm not just going to write to Joe or Amanda and
but
just like answer that
really
question.
Do you people wanting them to give them the exact number? I think it could be, because we talked about how they handle it. Mm-hmm. So I think as a whole, it could be like, oh, you know, you can make, like, if you look at somebody and you have 160,000 followers and you say, you know, someone around my following could make between this and this.
Totally.
That's an appropriate answer.
Yes, 100%.
Maybe it's being taken too personal.
But for me, like, I know the people out there, you know, I know how, we all know how social media works.
Yeah.
We are a sort of gossip podcast.
Exactly.
We love talking about that kind of stuff. And so because I know the way I think, if I was a Bib and I had that question 10, 15 times a day, I'm going to be cautious about just answering
but
anybody
no
with the number.
Different than us talking about Katie Roach and her life and her marriage and her baby and what they're, it's no different than us talking about someone's house and no different than it's there. It's out there in this industry. It's just out there, right? It's a very in your face
People know the salaries of Fortune 500 CEOs.
But that's Fortune 500 CEOs because they're public.
But I'm just saying there's a curiosity factor because it's unknown. And my thing is,
but at the same time, at the end of the day, they're still running a business. They're still making money for
the. Great. So they don't have to give dollars and cents. But I also think it's kind of a dick move to just never acknowledge the question in any shape or way in a way that is helpful and productive to people who are genuinely curious about the industry and whether or not it's a possibility for them in their life.
How do they know who's actually genuinely? How can they weed? They don't have the time to weed it out and say, oh, Amanda versus Carol. Oh, I think Carol's genuinely interested. I mean, yes, granted, they could send a really like long, well-written message truly expressing why they want to know this question.
I feel like
I don't think
it's
a dick move.
No, I think it's such an open door. They live their life in an open way.
They do.
Everything. I'm talking, they go in and show you doctor's appointments and they do this and they do that. And everything is so open. So why not just say, you know, I don't feel comfortable giving my exact number, because I do understand that. Like, I totally get not being like, hey, I make such
$275,000 a year.
And my house is worth, you know, $4 million.
Well, see, and that's the thing.
Like, I get that.
With Zillow and whatever these is, you can totally, Laura Beverlyn just bought her house. Do you think that I didn't text, I'm pretty sure you guys or someone, how much she bought her house for? Because we as humans want to know that. Yeah. And so I guess you could say guilty of that too, even though there's nothing really to be guilty for. I think the Bibs too, like, just as we on the other end, like as the consumers, as the people who may want to get into this industry, are looking at it from like our side, and we don't, there are, like you said, there are no resources.
Yeah.
that I know of. But they too, it's new for them. I mean, imagine like, you know.
I guarantee you they got information or they wanted to know when they were on the other side of it.
Yeah, for 100%.
Because how can you justify? So you know
what
I think
they should do? Like what you both are saying. I totally agree with that part where do like a blog post.
Yeah.
Or a highlight, whatever you want to call it, with some maybe like the 10 base. I think actually Katie Roach, I know we're not supposed to talk about her. I think she's
not been mentioned twice. Okay.
Did a blog post because when she got into the industry, she had to like work her ass off. She did not know what she was doing. Mm-hmm. She just threw herself into the deep end. And I think she wrote a blog post about like the top like 5 or 10 things you need to know if you want to get into the industry. So yeah, maybe they could come up with something like that.
But like, so there's another influencer, Katie Bellotti, and she has a podcast called Thick and Thin.
Okay.
And so she recently did an episode that one of our listeners suggested that we listen to during this whole thing. Uh-huh. And so I listened to it the other night. The episode's called The Truth About Influencers. And if you're interested in listening to it, it aired September 16th. And she basically is like, listen, I'm getting real and I'm spilling the tea on what influencers make and what's to be expected. And in the podcast, she said something that was really interesting to me. And she basically said that she was a little hesitant to share the information that she was going to share because she knew she was going to piss off other influencers.
Okay.
And so when I heard that, that struck me, that really like it revved my engine.
Yeah.
Because if other influencers are going to be pissed off that her as an influencer with 100+ thousand followers is sharing what she makes, it's almost like they want to keep it this secret because it's greedy, it's selfish. They want to keep it to themselves.
Was she sharing how much they made?
She's sharing how much she makes.
Oh, and they were mad?
That's what I'm saying, Esther. She knew
That's what I'm saying, Esther. Listen, aren't you listening to me?
Well, because it's really frustrating. Yeah. It's a frustrating conversation. Yeah. And the fact that she said in the beginning of the podcast, she was...
Podcast.
She was nervous about sharing her personal salary information. That's what I didn't understand.
Okay.
Because she knew that there would be backlash from other influencers for her sharing her numbers.
Her numbers.
That speaks...
Yeah, that's not okay.
That speaks volumes to me about the big picture overall of these women in this industry. Mm-hmm. And the way that Lola and Ivy responded to it, I just felt was really unprofessional.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest. Yeah. Because, yes, we put it up in a satirical way. It was kind of jokey, whatever.
The whole feel of our account is a joke.
Mm-hmm. It just seemed very pointed, and I wasn't sure. It seemed aggressive, and I wasn't sure if the aggression was to us, which really rubbed me the wrong way.
Well, we didn't ask the question, but it opened the topic.
We kind of did ask the question, though. Like, we re-asked the question, like, in our own words. So maybe if they get that question, like, I'm just playing devil's advocate. Maybe if they get that question, like, 10 times a day, and then they see us ask that same question in our own words, they're kind of like,
but so then why would you do that? As influencer managers, why wouldn't they... Wouldn't they want to attract future influencers
or
by saying,
address it.
Here's the potential that you could have. And maybe they have done that. Maybe I'm wrong and I just don't know. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen where they've done that.
I get it.
I don't know. It just, to the comment about, well, they're not asking you guys how much you make.
Right.
You know how much we're making? Zip.
Yeah.
I think that is the from like all across the board, that's the answer that I hear that the bibs give. Well, we don't ask you how much you make. Mm-hmm. And I think that is...
Ask me. I'll tell you. You tell me.
No.
So here's the thing.
Again, from the other side, playing devil's advocate. From the 95, and I'm just putting that number out there, whatever.
Yeah.
From that 95% of people who want to know...
Her imaginary statistic.
Exactly. My imaginary statistic that's honestly probably so true because... We follow their lives. We want to see all the drama, all the details. We want to know how much their house was. We want to know how much they're spending on this, on their renovation. We want to know how much they make. So most of the people I'm saying that are asking that question are not asking for I don't the right reasons or the reasons that you guys are talking about. They're just asking because they want to know.
So we do that with celebrities.
I know.
Who cares?
Because I don't know. You're right. Okay, that's very fair.
And as as the PR agency, do you think if I was a bib with 200,000 followers and I came to them and said, "Well, how much do you think I could?" They're gonna be like, "Sorry, I'm not asking you." Blah, blah, blah. They're going to have a number. They're going to say.
I
know,
but I think that's different. Girls, I think just asking to ask because you want to know.
But you even said earlier, how can you sort out Pamela from Judy? You don't know.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
But you have to give people the benefit of the doubt.
I wouldn't. Because if I was a bib, I would honestly think like that most people don't have the right motives. They just want to know for the drama and the gossip. So I would be cautious with giving that information.
You can't have an influencer lifestyle and say, well, I mean, you can have things private to an extent.
You can totally keep certain things private.
You can keep things certain private. That's what I was saying. But at the same time,
you guys are so heated about this. Oh my God.
I feel really passionately about this.
I do too. I feel passionate about it because the reason that I do is I was in sales when I lived in Florida. And every day, your sales sheet went out with every single person in the company. And it was a multi-billion-dollar company. It was female owned and they were very proud of what this company did. And every single day you were ranked every day.
Yeah, that's sales.
Now that made you work hard and it also showed you where you were across the board and it made you want to get, you know, strive to be more or whatever. And 100%. You know, some people might've been jealous. Some people might've, whatever it is, but they did that. So when I came back to doing hair and opened my business, it made me work harder. And like I said, I bust my ass and I put in the work and I'm very proud of what I make. Do I walk around telling people exactly? No.
But what if your clients were messaging your hair Instagram and saying, how much do you make? I mean, how would you approach that?
If clients ask me like, hey, just curious how much you make, you work so much. I would absolutely 1000% be like, you know what? I do work really hard and I make I would give a range.
And I'm totally
proud
for
of that. 100%. And especially people, again, we're speaking on the side of the context of like if I wanted to get into like bibs and whatever. Like if I wanted to be an influencer,
blogging,
then, you know, how much, you know, can I make? And yes, of course, there's going to be people out there that want to gossip, but they gossip about anything. They're going to gossip about every single thing that you're putting your life out there. They do it to us and we are literally nobody.
But we're getting into the nitty gritty and I like the mutt, blah, blah, blah. Here I am with verbal diarrhea. Exactly. But bigger picture, top level, is that any industry, any job, I can go and find a range. There's an industry standard that's set. Regionally, it'll be so like, whereas if I'm a branch manager of a bank, I can look at different cities around the country and I can get a kind of a ballpark of what most average people are paid. So there's no information about influencers with, so instead of regional, right, and where you live, it's about the amount of followers that you have or the your percentage of engagement, with how many.
Because there are so many factors, and I'm not naive to the fact.
But there's so many factors in every job.
Exactly. There's benchmarks. There's to say, if you have 200,000 followers and you engage X amount and you do this, those are your benchmarks. If you do more than that, you're going to make more than that. If you do less than that, you're going to make less than that. It's just a benchmark average. That being said, I totally get how annoying it must be when people ask it over and over.
And that's why they probably come out with that response. I don't ask what you make.
That.
You know?
I get that. And I do understand from that perspective. But I do think as such a public, when they get mad that people notice little things about their lives, and they're not all like this. Don't get me wrong. I think this is the first podcast that we've had that's been like real like this, where it's been very black and white with it. I don't think they're all like this, but there are definitely some that will get bent out of shape about people being too much in their business. It is just another form of being a celebrity. They're going to be in your business. You are losing, you're giving up your right to privacy when you put yourself out there. Regardless if there's a little piece that you want to keep private, you are still putting yourself out there and people can find it out. It's on the internet and anything goes. I mean, it just does.
But I also think until people have the benchmarks set for
the answer.
Well, but no, I'm not talking specific people. I'm saying until people know, like, if you have this many followers with this amount of engagement, this is approximately what you can expect to have. Until there is like benchmark set or the information is as easily accessible as salaries for traditional jobs, the questions are still going to be asked. Yeah. So you can get butthurt over getting asked a million times. Or you
can flattery. Like people probably most, I think a lot of women, even if they act like they don't want to be an influencer, they do. You know what? People called me a freaking wannabe on the beginning. You know what? Call it what you want. Maybe I was trying to be, I don't know. Y'all have me convinced. Maybe I was. Did I want to be an influencer? No, I want to be a hairstylist. Mm-hmm. But did I like fashion and sharing things? Absolutely.
Yeah, for
sure. Does that mean that I was doing the same things, but I didn't label myself an influencer? Yeah. And I have a couple thousand followers on my personal account because I chose to do that. Mm-hmm. Was I trying to make that my living? It wasn't. And I never ever asked the question to any bib. Mm-hmm. So for me personally, it's not something that I wanted to go ask them, but I absolutely understand women that want to know because I think a lot of women want to.
Say one of the three of us wanted to have a new career, do a career change, and we have no idea, is it even worth it?
Right.
I get that. I can see both sides. Yeah. I still don't like just the how much do you make question.
But you're looking at it under a microscope.
I know. But I'm trying to say both sides. Yeah. I get that.
You can't have both sides.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can, man.
Can't have your cake and eat it.
No, but I can see both sides. Yeah. I get how annoying it could be to have that question over and over and over. I also get why some people would want to know. And I also get that the solution to not getting that question could be to come up with some sort of blog post, because most of these influencers are bloggers. And maybe that can be another, like, topic, whatever you want to call it, that they talk about. But at the same time, how many times do we see bloggers? Everything is on their blog. Everything's on their like to know it. Everything is linked, everything, and they still get a million questions and they still have to answer.
Of course, because people are morons.
Yeah. I've literally messaged them when they have a cute try on session or a cute post or something. And it's, I guess it hasn't been as most recent because now it's done a little differently with like highlights and stuff. And it's very clear with like Pink Lily and this and that and the other. But I used to ask that and they're like, oh, it's in my blog, but here it is. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I am so sorry. And again, this was probably a year or two ago before it was like so easy. Mm-hmm. But
here's the thing.
I don't know.
This is the difference. If they did that work and they did that blog post and they gave us the ballpark and maybe some tips of how to get started, or hey, go talk to this company or whatever, this is who I use, they would be a better resource. Why do I keep losing my train of thought?
No, I understand what you're saying. You're saying that people will continue to ask the questions anyways,
and
regardless if they put the information out there.
Don't really care. If you're really wanting to get into the industry and you're really wanting to do the work, you're going to go scour their blog and whatever. Yeah. You're not just going to shoot them a little, how much do you make? Or maybe you will, but you're going to come up with...
But you're talking about it as if they're all already talking about it. And that's not the case. And that is the bigger picture point that I'm trying to make.
Is that
and
they maybe need to be not, talking about it.
Maybe it's not even on the responsibility of influencers per se. Maybe it is because there are all these influencer management companies coming up in the industry. Share the information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe then people will have a better understanding of what the possibilities are in this type of job.
For sure.
But also what it takes to get
there. I completely agree with that. I do. And bibs, if you're listening, or PR companies or management companies, if the information is out there, I mean, I would say that the three of us are constantly like immersed in Instagram and the
websites. We have to be.
And so if we don't readily see that information, maybe it is out there, but maybe it's just not as transparent as it could be. You know what I mean?
I think unless you are already working in the industry, the information is not prevalent. Mm-hmm. It's not out there. Right. And I mean, I've looked. Mm-hmm. Just preparing for this conversation, I looked. I wanted to know how deep I had to dig to find information.
But so can I say one thing too that I was like not gonna say, but I am, because I'm just gonna say it.
Let it rip.
So I think a lot of times girls are asking because these women are showing very lavish lifestyles.
For sure.
I'm gonna be honest.
That's absolutely what I'm saying. It's the 95% of people. Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Whoa.
Well, okay then. But
I lost my eardrum.
No, but you get my point is what I'm trying to say. Or you just spoke to my point that I was trying to make.
No, it's still to my point.
Okay.
Like, the reason they're asking. No, don't hijack my point.
No, but I already made that point is what I'm trying to say.
Oh. Well, I missed it. But yes.
I
totally missed it. I think the reason that girls want to know from a very, very selfish, like, basic
salacious
level.
Is what I said. The drama of it, the oh the Chanel
bags. No, I don't
think
it's the drama of it. I think it's because these everyday girls see a Mercedes and a Range Rover and this and that and beautiful homes in Laura Beverland's house mm-hmm. and it's millions of dollars.
Right. You have these 23, 24 year old girls who are driving a Range Rover.
I say that because again, I'm all about some hard work and I know that a lot of these girls definitely put in so much work.
For sure.
I will never, ever discredit a bib. And I've said it since day one. That being said, when you're showing off very lavish lifestyles and your new, brand new Chanel and Louis and your Mercedes and this and that and the other, girls are going to ask you. I'm sorry, they're going to ask you. They're going to come at you and say, well, how much do you make? Because again, it is appealing. It's the sparkly things.
Yeah.
And that's why they want to know.
They want to know, okay, what
so
do I have to make
Esther
to live
with
here?
Our point.
Yeah. No, so I did not, I did not say my point. I guess the right way to convey it so that you guys would understand what I was saying, but that's what I'm meaning. The one I said, the 95%, those are the people who want to know.
I love how committed you are to this statistic that you made up.
Yeah. Just, I feel like it's pretty true.
Yeah, no, I do, because I feel like 95% or the high 90s at least.
So when you say that, then what? Then how do you not see what we're saying? Like, how?
No,
do you,
no, I do. I 100%
okay, sorry.
Do.
I know you see what we're saying, but how do you not agree then that they should share a range?
I just said that. I just said they should create a blog post with a range with all that information, or the management companies or PR companies where you can go to find that information. Like, hey, I'm not like maybe like Whitney or Jen Reed.
Okay.
I'm not the best resource. But this is the company
so
I use.
It's just not so asinine that people are asking when you're showing all these shiny things. It's just
thank
not
you.
So out of left field. Like, I want to know. Like, you're driving a brand new car, this, that, and the other. I know why I have the things that I have. Why do you have the things you have? Like, what?
Yeah.
How much are you making to
and
do that?
And I get it. That they're
it's just
celebrities
appealing,
in a way, or and yeah, we you know, I mean, yeah, it's normal to how much do the Kardashians make?
How many times
Kylie
have we
Jenner
seen,
is the world's youngest billionaire?
I think it's human nature to be curious,
it is,
for sure.
But at the same time, I can also see where they're coming from, where they get a bajillion of these types of people a day, and so they might come up with a snarky answer.
But
I get
see
that
it all
too.
The time. People are like, well, how much of the stuff is free? And how much are they giving you?
And how much are they returning?
People ask us, like we freaking know.
Yeah.
We don't know, but we get the question, is it annoying? Sometimes, but for the most part, no. I don't get annoyed by it. I'm like, oh, I wonder that too. There's a lot of questions. Me as a girl, I want to know. I buy it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah. I don't know. I just feel like the number of people who like genuinely want to know because they want to learn more about the industry or get in the industry.
But that's what I'm saying, Esther. I don't think it has to be a genuine thing. I think, again, it doesn't have to be from a genuine standpoint. It's a curiosity. Mm-hmm. If you're driving and you have all these things and that, it's curiosity. Yeah. It's, well, how are you 25 and you get all this crap and you're, again, yes, they're working for it. Bibs, this is Wendy. Hello. I'm not saying y'all are not working hard, but I think that's why the question comes up.
Yeah.
It's because people see this and they're like, wow, how much do you make?
Yeah.
It's a genuine question
from
that perspective.
It would be like somebody like being at their corporate America job and saying, okay, you know, Susie is, you know, high up in the company, she's creative director, whatever, COO, female. I wonder how much she makes.
Yeah.
She can, that person can go online and
see a ballpark.
And see a ballpark.
And also it's like,
and
dang, she's badass. Like sometimes I'm like, I do cheer on other females personally. Mm-hmm. I cheer on when people are doing, I'm like, that's awesome. Like, I don't think, and obviously I can't speak for everybody, but like if I knew that Laura Beverlyn, for example, made $500,000 a year, I would never be like,
she doesn't deserve
that.
No,
she does deserve it. All the girls that put in the effort, man, y'all do deserve it because it takes a lot of work. And you know what? Taking pictures in sweaters in freaking 8,000 and 100 and million degree weather, you deserve a lot more. But I think that's really the baseline. But
I think my only complaint was that, I don't even know if it's a complaint, but my whole thing was that they shouldn't have to tell people, individual people, the exact dollar amount that they make.
I agree. I totally agree with that. And to sum up my whole thought process, again, I don't think that they should have to tell an exact number, but I think them being like, kind of like, I don't ask you what you make, and being defensive, I don't think that it's warranted that. I think it's more of like, look what I'm showing you. I can do all these things. Mm-hmm. Cool. How can you do all these things? How much do you make?
Yeah.
I think that's really what it is. More so than just like, well, how much do you make like that? Do you know what I mean?
No, no, totally. 100%.
Should we like do swipe up soon?
Oh, don't worry. I was letting you guys duke this out
when
a little longer.
You guys are done. Like, I'm waiting for you. This is your show right now. This is the Wendy and Spencer show.
Oh my gosh.
No. I'm just here with the opposite opposing view.
No, I think that's good though. Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
The aggravation mm-hmm. behind the constant berating of questions. Well, wow, way to mess that up.
I'm just now I'm like smacking my mic.
she was trying to hit me, guys. No, I understand what you're making or the point that you're trying to make. My whole thing is that until I just don't know what's so secretive, and like I'm telling you that podcast, Katie Bellotti's podcast. The message that she shared in the beginning, just that she was a little anxious or nervous about sharing the information because
there's a stigma out there about that.
Yeah,
like, did she are you proud say of me for why? Saying
stigma? I am proud. What
did she say? Why she was nervous about that?
Because she was upset that, or she was nervous that it was going to upset other influencers.
But did she say why it would upset them?
There's only one reason that she could be upset, and it's that there is a good word. Stigma about sharing that information, and that is problematic to me on multiple levels. We're not going to reopen this conversation because I just can't. I think we like,
if you
want
to know why,
Esther,
go back and listen to this one. I think we're all gonna have to go back and listen to
episode 10 of Swiping Up. All right, speaking of swiping up, we're gonna end it
with our swipe.
Esther looks super serious.
Yes,
no, I'm sitting here like trying to think back about a couple of points, but I'm like, I'm just going to go back and listen to it.
No, I think as a whole, we agree more than
we'll
think we do.
We'll rehash this
off air. Yeah, yeah, but I for think sure. We agree way more than we think we do, mm-hmm. but yes, yeah, so we'll talk about it, but let's do our swipe up.
For the record, I 100% agree. I think it would be so cool if the Bibs did do the whole ballpark thing, like you were saying, you know? Because that's not what my gripe was with.
Guys, we secretly just want to know what we're going to be making in like a year. We have like 12,000 followers.
Well, yeah. Okay, I'll go first.
All right, girl, what's your swipe up?
So my swipe up is my headband.
The infamous headband.
The infamous headband.
I love it.
I wore it to a baby shower this weekend. The badass baby shower that we went to.
Well, I was with you when you bought it. So I feel very... Like,
and I was with you when you got 10 compliments on it.
Right?
In an hour.
Every single person.
Literally. Yeah.
And then I went to Starbucks and then the barista was like, oh my God, I love your headband. I said, girl. Thanks, girl. And then I took a video and shared it on my stories. So it's like a chartreuse.
Yeah.
Like a chartreuse, like satin headband. It has like some gems, like kind of like a gray toned
charcoal-y looking
charcoal gems, some like gold
but just
chain
enough,
links.
It's not like gaudy
at all. It's a teeny tiny little knot on the top, so I don't look ridiculous. Honestly, I'll post it in the stories this week for our swipe ups. It's so freaking cute. I got it at Target, $9.99.
yes, ma'am.
And you should post the lip color that you paired it with, because that was really pretty. The pop of the pink with the gold.
Oh,
yeah, that was Jordy.
I missed that. Okay, yeah.
Well, I put that on later for a photo shoot.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just tell you, all these two chicken heads came up to my work, and I'm shampooing a client, and they just like pop into my door. I had so much FOMO. But Spencer looks super cute, and you look super cute too, actually, Esther.
Oh, y'all.
FOMO.
Yes.
Okay, so my swipe up is a new lipstick.
Ooh.
I know everyone's so surprised. It looks for those of you who don't know me, I have like way too many lipsticks.
It
I don't
not
even
look
have
like lipstick.
So it's a MAC. Oh, and it kind of looks like one of those little bullet vibrator things. Do you know when you order like sex toys on Adam and Eve and it comes with like 10 free things and it's this little vibrator? Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Listen, I get down with a bullet.
Yeah. Just don't let it get stuck. Anyway.
Oh my God. I literally have no. Oh my
so
God.
So I saw this lipstick on Tanner, man, actually.
Oh.
It's the color is called Laissez Faire. It's laissez. French. Laissez.
It's Laissez.
Decolle.
Laissez Decolle.
It's
laissez-faire. Okay. Tanner and I were talking about it this morning.
Okay. It's French. What does it mean?
Yes.
I was actually going to look it up and find out the definition, but I don't know. Anyway.
Can I see the color of it?
Yeah. I'm just trying to read what the finish is. It doesn't say. So like every lipstick, it's either like MAC lipsticks, either satin or matte or whatever. This one is really nice. Yeah. So it's creamy.
Gorgeous.
The color would look good on anyone. It's a pinky. On the website, it's like called like a grayish pink.
Oh, I need to definitely swipe up on that.
Yeah, it is so pretty. It's like a mauve.
It reminds me. Amazing. It reminds me of the Charlotte Tilbury color that everyone.
Pillow top.
No,
the one that's universal. I know what you're talking about.
The one that everybody was just sharing. Yeah, talking about.
It smells good too.
No, I think it is Pillow Talk. The one that everyone talks.
Is it?
I don't know, but it smells good. It's so it moisturizes your lips.
It's really nice.
Like Yeah, it's. I want to kind of like eat it.
No, it's so pretty. Oh, yeah. I love Isn't it pretty? That color.
Well, I'll like, be going I'm to into buy that. Yeah. Thanks, Tanner.
I will too. I will definitely
and
be
And I have
up.
A confession. What? I was not planning to buy it. I was literally walking through Nordstrom and I just looked and I shouldn't have looked. So I didn't
you
use
made
her
eye
link.
Contact.
I didn't swipe up on her link. I didn't. I'm sorry. I bought it in the store. I'm just being honest. I didn't mean to buy it. I didn't go into I was walking through Nordstrom and like.
Wow,
I
Esther.
Shouldn't have looked. Sorry, Tanner.
Tanner, we'll swipe up on it for her.
Wendy and I got you.
Yeah, we got you back, boo.
Yeah.
Aw, nice. Well, my swipe up, I don't have it with me because I've ordered them and they're a little bit back ordered. So Maddie Nelson shared these Comfort and Heart bracelets. Did y'all see it? They're really pretty. They're like bright colored. So anyway, I think I got three of them and they were like $40 for the three. But all the proceeds go to a foundation that benefits families that have lost a child.
Oh, cool. Oh,
wow. And that literally, like, I can't imagine. Like, I literally get teary-eyed just thinking about it because I just can't. And the founder of the company had several friends that had messaged her. Like, my heart is beating so fast thinking about it. But, like, several people back-to-back in her life that lost a child. Mm-hmm. And so she helps like put them to rest. Like she just helps with the family and the cost and stuff.
Oh
so
my
I just
God.
Yeah.
Now, can you please send me the link because I want to buy them now.
Yes, I will.
That's so cool.
Yep.
We'll put them on the
it's
yeah. Instagram.
And they're
highlights.
Great price and they're
I
super
wish we
cute.
We had 10,000
too.
Followers so we could do swipe ups. Like not just for the followers, but so we could link things like
we
this.
We can't, but
this
we will
so
put
cool.
them. We yeah. will. We always every week we put our swipe ups on our stories, and then we save them to our highlights. Mm-hmm. So if you're ever interested in anything that we're talking about at the end of the episodes, until we have the ability to do the swipe ups, we do kind of tell you where it is.
DM us, and we can send you the link. We can DM you the link if you want.
Exactly, because I think that's definitely something great that we should all support.
Especially
for sure.
Like. Ones that have like foundation, and I will say like Maddie Nelson is really, really good about sharing things like that. But yeah, there's a lot of really great cause, like stuff like that. And I am such a sucker for that. Like you're saying you're walking through Nordstrom, I'll see something and I won't even need it. And I'm like, it'll,
because
like Ulta, you can like round up now to the nearest dollar for like breast cancer stuff. I'm like,
I don't like those ones as much. Yeah. I don't know. Cause I feel like every store that you go to, like it's all like round up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a bad thing, but
I know. Well, I do it every time.
I don't know. But if there's like a product that's I'm a sucker for like military.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like I just bought like a $55 cutting board.
Yeah.
Whatever,
but, you know. And Boy Scouts, I spent $30 on freaking popcorn, y'all, yesterday on the Boy Scouts in the neighborhood.
Now I'm hungry.
Because I know my little fishy's going to be doing it one day. So
cute. Yep. All right. Well, guys.
Well, sorry about this scream fest. Like,
no, don't apologize. Who we are.
We're unapologetic.
I feel like we're coming down. Like, are we still friends?
We're always friends. Wait. Okay, but hang on. That's a whole other topic. Because in today's society, who was I talking about?
Sorry, I didn't mean to open
who
up another
was I talking
words?
About too
Welcome
about
to
like getting
11.
Offended.
You're
like we can people can have differences of opinion and still be the best of friends. Like that's the thing. Like that's the beauty of having people who don't get butthurt over everything, who can have really like heated discussions and see each other's side or not see each other's side.
Like, listen, it's a matter of having respect for one another.
100%.
And at the end of the day, that's what it is. And Esther, I might not have agreed with you, but I love and respect you.
Yeah, same thing.
Ditto.
Like, honestly, really, it's like, that's the beauty of it. And I love that, like, the three of us are, like, secure enough in like our own beliefs that we're not just gonna be like, oh, I'm just gonna like agree with what everyone says.
No.
Yeah. Or that we're not like, well, fuck you. You don't agree with me. No, like because I've seen like both sides of those people and I can't like handle that. Like in order to, one last thing. In order to get the changes that we are talking about, clearly you guys have like a stronger opinion than I do of wanting the transparency with the salaries and all of that. To get that, What do you have to do? You have to be able to talk about it. And you have to be able to talk about it with a resolution and hearing different opinions and not having it turn into a catty drama fest, because then you just lose the whole point of what you're talking about.
But you know, we're going to have a lot of drama that come out. I just can feel it.
But among the three of us, I like that we can all have different opinions. We can get heated at each other for a second.
Do you know why,
at the end of the day, why?
Because we are the three best friends that anyone could have.
Okay, on that note, you can follow me on Instagram, Esther So Extra.
You can follow me, Spencer, at Spencer So Basic.
And you can follow me at Wendy Being Basic.
And you can follow all of us on at Swiping Up and join our Facebook group. Yep. All right. And don't forget, as always, to hashtag
embrace the basic.
Bye, guys.
This show is part of the Orbital Jigsaw Network. For more episodes, subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher Radio. For details and show notes from each episode, check us out, orbitaljigsaw.com.